So, guys, there's a lot going on in Joplin, Missouri, and who else better to tell us about it than Lindsay Gagnon with the Downtown Joplin Alliance. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning, Kevin.
I know the Downtown Joplin Alliance has many different projects that go on throughout the year. Maybe you can describe some of those to us, and that will allay some confusion amongst our listeners.
Sure. So we are primarily focused on downtown revitalization through various things, whether that's business, economic development, or historic building preservation, or just, you know, general space making, creative projects and things like that that make downtown a fun and vibrant place to live and shop and eat and just be local, you know, the whole
spiel. There are lots of opportunities in not just downtown Joplin, but all around Joplin to do things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So downtown Joplin has actually a pretty large footprint compared to some other neighboring communities and cities. We're kind of a sprawling downtown. So, you know, our focus is everywhere from, you know, the Griffin Building on 10th and Main down to we're currently working on finding an investor for the Union Depot station and getting awesome. That, you know, project or something happening with that, hopefully in the coming years.
I would love to see that happen. I remember being maybe 4 or 5 years old, very little, and actually catching a train.
Oh yeah.
There. Mm-hmm. I remember that experience vividly in my childhood memory. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And we talk to people all the time that have stories and memories like that. And obviously there's a big desire in the community to see something cool and interesting happen with that building. So we were excited to partner with a local real estate firm to get that marketed. We've been working with the state government organization that actually owns that property. So kind of doing a lot of the back end work to make that property visible and available and hopefully, you know, easier for investors to kind of, you know, come up with cool things to do with it. We actually have a round table discussion that we are going to help host this Friday. So we've got, I believe it's a couple of universities. I don't know off the top of my head. I'll have to pull up the Facebook event
Off
the top of my head.
Take your time.
But yeah, this Friday at Chaos Brewing Company, and that's downtown.
Yep, between First and Second on Main Street.
Check out Downtown Joplin Alliance's Facebook event page if you want more details. This Friday, meeting is open to the public, so it's a roundtable discussion. Basically, come with your ideas for what you think would be a cool thing to go into the Union Depot station. So,
very cool.
It's going to be sort of a feasibility study, just a kind of a community input session type meeting. Mm-hmm. So that'll be your chance or people's chance as a community to kind of, you know, voice what they think they would like to see in that space.
That sounds awesome.
Yep.
I'm sure there's a bunch of good ideas out there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Downtown Joplin Alliance also has many other projects going on. Isn't one of those Third Thursday, which will be starting relatively soon?
Yeah. So be on the lookout for applications to open for that. The first Third Thursday of the year is in March. So that runs the third Thursday every month from March to October. Okay. And applications are due the Monday the month before, I believe. Or maybe the Monday the month of. You'll have to check.
So this is for vendors to apply to participate. And to where would they go? What website to make that application?
Yeah. So you can go to downtownjoplin.com or Google Downtown Joplin Alliance, Joplin, Missouri, either one. And there's a tab, an option for Third Thursday to sign up and become a vendor.
Okay. And if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, Lindsay, there are spots available in the third Thursday venues for nonprofits to set up booths and things like that. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. We actually, I believe that there's one month where we just focus solely on nonprofits. So each month we'll have kind of a different theme. And again, kind of check out our social media for those different themes that are going to be coming up this year. And one of the months we try to even highlight all of our special nonprofits here in town and they get booth space and we try to do special features and everything on them. But it doesn't have to be that month. It can be any month. Nonprofits are welcome. Small businesses are welcome. We've got all sorts of people that like to come out for Third Thursdays. So food trucks.
That's
it's
a big
great
one.
Time.
Oh, yeah. Lots of food.
Lots of food.
And then what else is going on? There's other projects, too, that you're managing.
Oh, sure. So listeners might be used to hearing me talk about the Empire Market. So the Empire Market is every Saturday from 10 to 2, mm-hmm. And that's also ran by Downtown Joplin Alliance. So our organization has a staff of four of wonderful, hardworking women, and my full-time job is running the market. So that is primarily what I focus on, and it is a full-time job.
Oh, I'm sure.
So this weekend is Paris Week, and that's one of our actually most popular events at the market on Saturday.
Really?
It is, it's always the Saturday before Valentine's Day, so it's a great opportunity to, you know, pick up some gifts for the special people in your life. We'll have some bakers who will be taking Valentine's orders and have, you know, already prepared cookies, cupcakes, things like that, that are decorated for Valentine's Day. Again, we call it Paris Week, so it's not just Valentine's Day. It's kind of just an overall Parisian theme. We'll have crepes. Every year we've got crepes that our wonderful volunteers, Jeff and Carolina Neal, they come in with their family and make all the crepes. They're very delicious. They use market ingredients. So they'll have ham from Evans Family Market that you can get at Empire Market.
Cool.
They've got some spinach, I think, from Oakwoods and seasonings from Fleetwood Farmette. So it's really cool to feature products and items from the different vendors in those crepes. So that'll be
awesome.
Good.
Mm. That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. Macarons are always a popular item. People will line up.
Really?
Yes, out the door for these things. And we've got Paz Bakery, who is a regular full-time vendor at the market. She'll be there with macarons and all sorts of good things. Alchemist Haven, which you've had Angie in here before.
Yep.
she'll be there with a bubbly, sparkling fountain, I believe, of some, some non-alcoholic cider, I believe. But it's always a good time. So that'll be this weekend.
And what are the hours for that?
10 to 2. So 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single Saturday. And, you know, once a month or so, we'll have a special event like this. We had the chili cook-off last month. This month's Paris Week. We'll have, be on the lookout for Goats in the Garden next month. That's always a really popular event as well.
Cool. And what's the address again there on 4th Street?
931 East 4th Street.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yep. Well, I will just mention that we've got a couple of vendor meetings coming up later this month. Okay. So anyone who is interested in becoming an Empire Market vendor is welcome to join. It will be February 23rd at 5:30 in the evening. That's a Thursday evening, or Saturday at 2:30 after the market. So kind of a couple of different options for you there. And that's just, we'll go over kind of the rules and regulations of the market, what it takes to sell there, answer any questions that potential vendors may have at that point in time. It is mandatory for our current vendors, so they have to attend at least one a year. That's part of selling at the market. But we also provide some SNAP EBT training, so vendors who are interested in learning more about how we participate in that program, we do some training there. And again, just go over the Empire Market and what all it takes to be a vendor there.
Cool. So anyone interested in these many projects that are going on in downtown Joplin, whether it's Third Thursday, Empire Market, all these other projects, can go to the Downtown Joplin Alliance Facebook page and see it all there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Downtown Joplin Alliance Facebook or Instagram. And then Joplin Empire Market also has a Facebook and Instagram page as well. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're most active as far as posting events and times and talking about the different things that we do. Our website is available, and that's where you can sign up to be a vendor for Third Thursday and also apply to be a vendor at Empire Market. Mm-hmm. But the calendar piece of that is still under construction. So.
Gotcha. Everything's a work in progress.
Everything's a work in progress. And especially with nonprofits, you know, we're working with limited,
limited assets. God bless our volunteers, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got amazing volunteers for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lindsay Gagnon with the Downtown Job Alliance, thanks for visiting with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kevin. I appreciate it.
You bet.